Welcome back, joined now by the Managing Director of Environmental Affairs and Planning, Dr. Robert Canna. Bob, welcome back to our show.
It's good to be back, Art. Thank you.
You are in charge of seeing that the port implements this Green Port policy, and I know we've talked about it before, but the port is committed to this.
Oh, absolutely. As Nick said earlier, this is in our blood. We are not backing off, even during when times were tough last year and the year before. We didn't back off one bit. Matter of fact, we progressed in all the areas of pollution reduction.
And our port, the Port of Long Beach, is cutting edge in this. I mean, this is a movement that's spreading through ports throughout the world, really. But we're cutting edge, are we not?
We're really proud of that. I think we are the trendsetter. I've gone around the world and spoke, and people are just scratching their head. How do you guys do that? Because we're always, you know, taking on new challenges, coming up with solutions, testing technology, and really applying it to all areas, air pollution, water pollution, and so on. And we're proud of that.
And Nick, I know Dr. Canna has an international reputation in his field.
Oh, absolutely. But just tell you, follow up on what Bob just said, was every place you go now, people, the ports are realizing that they have to become green and start cleaning up pollution, clean up what they do. And every place you go, they're asking you, how did you do that? How'd you get it done? Yeah. And we literally have set the stage for everybody else.
And of course, the port's involved in a major capital expansion, a $4 billion campaign. Tell us about that.
Well, $4 billion over the next 10 years of very important infrastructure. As Al mentioned earlier, some of those big projects are to keep us modern, keep us competitive, and keep the jobs and the economy going, driven by the port.
And one of the important components of that $4 billion capital effort is the replacement of the now 45-year-old or 47-year-old Gerald Desmond Bridge that we all drive over from time to time. And in place of that old bridge will be this. What is the this?
That this is the conceptual drawing for the new bridge. It's going to be about $1 billion to build, and with our partner Caltrans, we'll be beginning to design and construct that the first of next year. It's a very important link. The new bridge will be safe, it'll be efficient, and it'll be a wonder to see.
And it'll have a bike lane.
And we're committed to doing a bike lane on that arc.
Great. Yeah. And that's just part of the capital campaign. You're redoing Middle Harbor.
Middle Harbor, again, close to $1 billion of infrastructure. And all of these are modernization that are going to move goods more efficiently, cleanly, and that'll keep us very much consistent with our green port policies.
And portside rail is part of the movement towards efficiency.
This Middle Harbor will have the largest on-dock rail system of any terminal, actually, in the world.
And when you have trains coming right up to the docks, that means no trucks, which reduces traffic on our freeways.
Less traffic, less pollution, air pollution from the trucks. Yeah. So it's really, again, part of our Green Port policy and consistent with that.
Wow. And Pier S is also part of the program. What's going there?
Pier S is one of our last major pieces of land that have not been developed. We are doing an environmental document that will be out very soon on that. And that, too, will be, again, the greenest terminal, even in the Port of Long Beach. It'll be the greenest in the world when we're finished with that, with all the improvements to make it efficient. Well,
one of the exciting things about it is we're about, you know, cleaning up the pollution and increasing infrastructure, doing infrastructure, but it's the jobs. This Pier S could have as many as 40,000 new jobs when it is complete. So that's what's really exciting.
And that will
it.
Expand the potential of the port for business
absolutely.
And size.
Right. Yep.
Well, I know that cold ironing, Dr. Canna, is an important development. Cold ironing, just for the record, is allowing ships to use electricity to unload once they pull into a berth rather than burning low-cost, dirty, sulfur-type fuel.
Yeah.
And that's creates a dramatic air improvement, but it's costly. What are we doing about cold ironing?
Well, it is costly, aren't we? We have to bring the electricity down to the water's edge, and the vessels have to be changed as well to plug into that electricity. The port alone is investing over $200 million to bring that electricity to the water's edge. every vessel, it's going to cost from two to three, and sometimes more, to fit them so they can plug into one another. But once that's done, zero pollution from burning of hydrocarbons.
Wow.
That's great.
And by there's state regulations requiring that half of the ships conform by 2014.
Right. Now, what's nice about the Port of Long Beach, we've had this in place already for a couple of years, and
yes,
it will be in place ahead of regulations. But once the regulations come into place, we'll be ready for all the terminals to have that.
And just bottom line, we have just a minute left in the segment, Bob, but the port is committed to a substantial reduction in air pollution. Just tell us the goals for 2020.
We want to get down 80% reduction in health risk associated with air pollution.
That's an 80% reduction from the base year of 2006.
That's correct.
So even with the growth in traffic, you want to have air pollution down
80%. Yeah. And we will get there.
Yeah. And the other thing that we're doing, just real quickly, is we have a program called Technology Advancement Programs. And it's seed money to any new idea to reduce pollution. And we're working with the Port of L.A. to look at any new technology.
Best practices.
To even do better than 80%, hopefully.
Wow. Well, we want to go to near zero or zero emissions from
pollution. Well, that's very impressive that even as traffic is increasing, as we heard, pollution is going down.
Yeah,
that's a great accomplishment. Well, we'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Take care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Oh, yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
So bottom line, everybody is invited to the big party on Saturday, June 25th. Bring the family. There'll be food, entertainment. You heard some of the exciting activities. And just on a personal note, I think we're very fortunate to have a world-class port right in our community that is growing jobs at a time when jobs are becoming increasingly scarce, and is a trend-setting commitment to a green port and environmental reduction of pollution. So I want to thank Nick Schrammick, the president of the board, for again joining us.
Thank you, Art.
And for all of your work on behalf of the port. And again, Dr. Kanner, thank you for minding the store and seeing that the port implements these very dramatic policies.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. Visit the port on June 25th. Join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.